Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the official episode 2 of the Christian Shepreneur Show. I am your host, Angel Santos, and today's episode, we're just going to hop right into the title. Today's episode is actually all about how to create a sales page. So if you have ever wondered, first of all, what is a sales page? Why do I need one? Like, why do I need one? And then how do I make it? Like, okay, I need it. That's great. But how do I make it? Then make sure to stick around because I'm going to answer all of those questions. And if you are listening to this episode and you hear me mention anything that I'm sharing in the screen, you can find this episode, depending on where you're listening to, on YouTube. So you can watch it fully there. But most of this will actually, you will not need to see it. So no worries if you're listening to the podcast version of this, it will still help you. So before I get into the official topic of the day, how to create a sales page, why do you need it? All of those good things. I wanted to address the coronavirus. I know that, there are people who are concerned. I know that there are people who are quarantined. Some people in our community, their entire province is quarantined because our community is global. And we are keeping everyone in our prayers. I want to encourage every one of you not to panic, right? Situations happen. Trials happen. It is unfortunate, but since sin has fell, it is a part of life. But we do not have to be afraid. And I actually wanted to share this poem with you that I wrote 2 years ago. And so if you can kind of see right there, because I know sometimes it's easy for people to just say things, but you can see I actually wrote this 2 years ago around the same time. And I'll be honest, I don't remember exactly what was going on in my life at that time, but judging by the poem, something was going on. So it is my prayer that this poem will encourage you with whatever's going on in your life and how you're being affected locally with the virus, as well as just in life in general. So the poem is called Instead. Instead of pain, I will see health. Instead of sickness, I will see wellness. Instead of obstacles, I will see opportunities. Instead of problems, I will see possibilities. I win because I choose instead. Instead of doubt, I will exercise faith. Instead of mediocrity, I will exercise greatness. Instead of earthly, I will walk in the royalty I inherited by joining the kingdom of my heavenly Father. I win because I choose instead. Instead of seeing failure, I see successes. Instead of worry, I see peace. Instead of sadness, I see joy. Instead of me, I see Jesus. I win. I am no longer limited by the limitations of my situation or circumstance because I choose instead. So I don't know exactly what I was going through. Sounds like I was going through something, but I imagine God gave me this poem to encourage me in what I was going through at that time, as he always does, because he's so good. So my prayer in Jesus' name is that however you are being affected directly, indirectly, that this will be an encouragement to you. And if there is anything or any way I can support you, even if it's a call or a conversation, please feel free to reach out to me. And I am happy to encourage you or talk with you, support you in any way that I can. I could not do the rest of the episode without addressing that. With that being said, so instead of choosing, like I said, an appointment, instead of choosing to be in fear or to, you know, stop building the vision that God has given me, instead I'm choosing to push forward and go on, because it's all too easy. Let me tell you, the temptation was there, like, oh, you don't have to do the episode today. There's a lot going on. And, you know, maybe this isn't a good time to launch the show. Maybe you should start later. But can I tell you that there's always something going on, right? I say this a lot, especially in like my paid courses and challenges. Life happens. And I'm not saying that the situations that pop up are always on the scale of a global event. I can say, though, in each of our lives, and I think you can agree with me, that we all have challenges, obstacles, trials, like hard situations, tragedies, deaths. Like, we all, there are different issues that we all face, that we all encounter, but we can choose the instead. And that's the beauty of it. As long as you are breathing. So let's get into the episode. So how to create a sales page. So first, let's talk about what is a sales page. What is a sales page? Here we go. What is a sales page? And I'm actually going to, let's see if this works. I am going to share the screen. Oh, beautiful. So this is what a sales page looks like. And you probably have seen these. Maybe you've seen like an ad on Facebook, or maybe you heard someone talk about like a program they're selling, or a class, or maybe even a product, a lotion, whatever. And a sales page is exactly what it sounds like. It's a one page website, right? That can be short, right? Or longer, that gives information all about a product or service with the intention to make a sale, right? The intention is to give you the product, the program, the service, and in exchange, collect your money. That is the sole intent of a sales page. Now, it's different from a website, because normally in a website, at the top of the page, you'll see like home, about, blog, you know, shop here. The thing about a website is that people can get distracted. Oh, they have a blog. Oh, they have a video. Oh, what's this they're talking about? The goal of a sales page is to make a sale, and you increase the chances of you getting the sale, right? Of you selling your product or service when you decrease the distractions. And so that is what makes a sales page different from a website. And like I said, for those of you watching live, thank you so much, by the way. And even those of you watching the replay, thank you for being here. And you can visually see on the screen, this is an example of a sales page. If you're listening to the podcast, no worries. You can still listen to the full episode. When you have time, you can pop over to our YouTube or Facebook page and view the episode to actually visually see what a sales page is. And hello for the person watching. Okay, so now that we talked about what a sales page is, and I'm going to do my best not to make the episode too long, but this is kind of more kind of training tutorial episode. So, you know, we'll see what we can do, but I'll do my best not to make it too long. So now that you know what a sales page is, why would you want to use one? So maybe you're thinking, oh, okay, yeah, that's great. I've seen those. I've heard about those. But what are the benefits? Like, why should I use this? Oh, let me tell you, so many benefits. Starting with, have you ever heard the term passive income? So passive income is basically a stream of revenue where you have to do either no work or very little work. And the thing about a sales page that relates to passive income is it can do so much of the work for you. And let me show you and walk you through, for those of you who can't see, exactly what I mean. So on a sales page, you actually usually will have a sign up button or a buy here. And when they click on that button, it will actually take them to a checkout page that lets them pay with, you know, they can pay with PayPal, they can pay with their credit card information, and it lets them pay right then. And depending on the software that you use, it can also deliver the product. So if your product is an ebook, if it's a workbook, if it's an online course, or if it's some type of digital product, then you are done. Literally, you send people to your sales page and you have no more work to do. They buy, you get your money, they get your product. This can all happen in 2 o'clock in the morning. They see a post you did where you may be giving them some tips on what you sell, and you're like, hey, if you need more help with this, then check out my product at myproducthere.com. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you use it and it doesn't work, I'm happy to give you your money back. But I made this product to help people. So they're like, oh, wow, yeah, let me try this out. So it's 2 o'clock. They couldn't sleep. They're buying your product. You wake up, you've made money, and all while you were asleep. And the beautiful thing is that if you had a digital product or a course that you sold, you don't owe them a thing. And even if your product is one-on-one, like maybe they signed up for an appointment or they signed up for a coaching program, that's still a new client that you have. That's new revenue that you have that you didn't have to like be on the phone with them and like take their information and then like typing in their credit card information and then like setting them up in your system. And it's all automated with a sales page. Like, sales pages are a beautiful thing, especially if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, if you offer any type of online products or online courses or online programs. It can save you so much time and increase your sales so much. Another reason is that it is, like I said, it's a 24-hour salesperson, right? So instead of you having to hop on the phone with them, not that you can't still do that, but instead of you having to hop on the phone with them or be in person with them like one-on-one, which limits you, right? Because you're only one person, you're able to reach more people using less of your time. So in the example I use, one person was on your sales page at 2 o'clock in the morning. In the morning. The reality is, though, 10 people could be on your sales pages at one time. 100 people, depending on the marketing you're doing, 1,000 people could be being directed to your sales page, and you don't have to physically be there. You don't even have to be there online. It's always working for you. It's telling people what your product is about. Why your product is a great fit for them, why your service has helped other people, the price, why they shouldn't be scared to sign up for it. You know, you can use it to answer questions you know they may have, also known as objections. It can do a lot of the work for you and without the pressure. Sometimes people are a little, for people who say, oh, if you want to know more about my program, reach out to me. Some people will, right? But some people feel like, well, I don't want to reach out to them. They may try to pressure me. I don't feel like being sold to. That makes me feel uncomfortable. If you have a sales page, though, where you can send them with more information and let them make a decision, let me tell you, then they're more likely to reach out and say, hey, I have a question. Can we have a conversation? Which is what you want. But when they ask you for a conversation, instead of you asking them, once again, you're building that relationship and that know, like, and trust factor, which is required to make a sale, is stronger. Because instead of you like, come here, buy my product, you're like, hey, if you want to know more, here is information. And then when they read it and they decide they want to know more, they're just in a better opportunity to actually make the purchase. So that those are just some, if you can't tell, I get really excited. Those are just some of the reasons why having a sales page is a really, really great benefit. It saves you a lot of time. It basically works as an assistant and a sales team for you. And it's way cheaper than having like a sales person on your team. And so the next question then is, okay, you know, I see what you're saying about these sales pages. They sound pretty good. How do I make one though? How do I make one? Well, I'm going to answer that in four parts. So the first part of making a sales page is knowing the problem that your client or your potential client has. And let me tell you, this is basically the first step in any part of business, really. Because if you don't know the problem, if you start by selling something just because you think it's a good idea, and let me tell you, who has done that? Me. But when you do that, yes, it may be a good idea, but when you don't know what the problem is, then you don't word the solution, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, in a way that they understand that you can help them, right? They're like, oh, that sounds nice, but they're not moved. People take action when they have a problem. And let me give you an example. If someone's tooth hurts one day and they put like some pressure on the tooth with their tongue, right? Or they maybe take an Advil or something like that, or maybe even buy Orajel, depending on the severity of the pain, and it goes away. The average person is not going to go to the dentist. They're like, oh, you know, thank you, God, for relieving me of that pain. And they move about their day and their life. Probably most people won't even think about it again. However, if that pain keeps getting more and more severe and it keeps getting stronger, the medicine is not working, the Orajel is not working, can you guess what that person is going to do? That person is going to seek out a dentist because they have a problem and they want it solved. That is where you want to meet people. That is where you want to create the products. Right? The creating the products and the programs that you sell on a sales page starts with meeting them at their problem. You want the person with a thriving toothache who is looking for a dentist, just in your niche, in your industry, in what you do. Because they're seeking a solution, right? So after you know the problem, now you want to make sure you understand the language that they basically are using to seek out a solution, right? So for an example, if you are a dentist, you might say, oh, this person has a long, like periodontal, like a real, like official medical jargon term. You know, if you're suffering from periodontal, you know, XYZ, then call me, I can help. Like, who's going to sign up for that? We don't know what that is, right? But if you're a dentist who's saying, are you tired of getting those occasional toothaches that make you take off from work once a month, call us and we can help. We're more likely to sign up because I'm like, oh yeah, I do get those toothaches that cause me to lay in bed for a day, right? And you know, just because that's just a specific example. But even like, let me give another example. So let's say you're a financial consultant and the problem of your people, one of the problems of your people is that they don't take the time to budget. They don't make time to budget. And so even though they make really, really good money, they spend it as fast as it comes in because they're not just sitting down to make a budget, right? And you may want to say like, hey, you need to be a better steward of your money, because if you're not doing the accounting, right, if you're not watching the incoming and the outgoing often enough, then you're going to keep having the issues you're having. That may make sense to you as a financial coach. But what makes sense to your people, the language that they speak, which is how they're what they're going to look for when they go into the Google or when they're looking through different pages, they're going to say, they're looking for language like, I make good money, but it seems like my bank account stays low. What is the problem? Do you see the difference? And I know sometimes it can seem like, well, they can figure it out, but let me just give you kind of another example so you kind of really, really get what it's actually like. Let's say, this has happened to me before, let's say you're in France and you are trying to get into your Airbnb and the details that they sent you are not working. So you knock on a door and you ask someone for help. Well, they do not speak your language. So they are maybe telling us something that is helpful, but we could not understand because it was not in English and I don't speak French, right? So maybe he had the solution. Maybe he was trying to say, oh yeah, it's a misunderstanding. The Airbnb you're looking for is actually two streets down. Maybe that's what he was saying. But to this day, I have no idea what he was saying, which is why we had to seek further help. Okay. And it may seem like, oh, wow, that example is really clear. I went, please understand, as someone who has been in the business industry since 2016, the entrepreneur specifically, well, technically since 2010, and in marketing since 2005, let me tell you, it's the same thing when you don't take the time to get the language that your client uses. So this is a really big part of the success or possible challenges of your sales page. Now, the good thing is, once you've gotten the problem, you understand what their problem is and how what they see is the problem, right? Because it may be something else and you're like, no, this is actually your problem. But what do they think it is? Once you have that and then you have the language, now it's time to write it out. So the good thing is, once you've done step one and two, the hardest part is really over. Okay, some of you may think step four is the hardest part, but let me tell you, getting the problem as they see it and then getting the language part, it's not that it's hard. It just takes effort. It's not something that you can skip over. You do have to put in the work, right? So I don't want to discourage you. It's just it is important to put in the work, and you will see the difference in the results when you put in the work. So the third step is actually to write out the contents of the sales page, right? So what is the program or service about? When will it run? What does it include? What are some things people should know? What are some reservations people might have? And how can you address those reservations? Does it come with bonuses? Why should they sign up now? Who are other people who have been helped by this program or service, right? It's like you have to add your own kind of Amazon reviews area so they know like, oh, okay, other people have been through this. It's good. I can trust that it may work for me. And then once you write it out, now it's all about choosing your platform, right? So choosing the software that you're going to use to create the sales page. And I'm actually going to, not sure if further episodes for this, but like on the tutorials that I release, I will probably create one for each of these, like detailing each of the three platforms that I personally recommend, but I will tell you a bit about them today. So the three that I recommend are Podia, Kajabi, and Kartra. And I actually do have a link. So if you would like a dollar or free trial, so I have a link for a dollar trial to Kartra. And I actually have a link to a free trial of Kajabi and Podia. So if you are interested in either of those, let us know. And then we also have a guide that walks you through, you know, it gives you a little bit more information about them. But let me kind of give you a quick rundown. Podia is the economical choice, okay? What I mean by that is it's $39 a month. It lets you create your unlimited sales pages. It lets you host unlimited digital products and online courses. It does not take any fees out of your the money that you make like some of the other softwares do, which, by the way, none of the softwares that I'm recommending take out fees from your money. I don't understand how I'm paying you to host a product and a sales page for me. And not only am I paying you, but you're also going to take out some of my profits. No. So just so you know, if you've been considering some softwares and you're like, oh, they take 5%, those won't be mentioned here. So Podia is the most economical choice because of its lower cost and its ease of use. You can get a sales page up in Podia in like 20 minutes or less. It's Podia is really, really easy, really, really easy to use. And it's a great choice if you are just getting started or your budget for this area is lower. And like I said, if you want the guide, so I do have, I was trying to remember if the guide has like actual pictures of what a sales page looks like in Podia. But yeah, we can add that to the guide. So if you want a guide to see what the sales pages look like in each software, because it can change, then just let us know and we're happy to send that to you. If you're visual like me and you're like, I need to see what it looks like, I completely understand, and just let us know. I'm not going to get into that in this particular video or, you know, this episode, but we can send that to you if you want it. Kartra, which is actually the software that I use for this page. So this is an example of a sales page in Kartra. Kartra is my favorite all-in-one choice. And what that means is if you don't already have an email service that you are paying for a month, and you don't already have a service that you're using to host your online courses or your digital products, then Kartra is great because it lets you not only create your sales pages, so everything is automated, but it will host all of your videos. It will host your courses, your memberships, your online programs. It does your email marketing, but it allows you to make really gorgeous emails and build your email list. It lets you do opt-in forms that basically allows you to like give away free things in exchange for people's emails, right? So if Kartra is a great all-in-one tool, like it's literally the only tool you need to start, grow, run, and manage your business. And I do have a separate like training all about Kartra. So if you want that, let us know. And it is $99 a month at the first level because it's an all-in-one. And then the last one, and it's obviously one of the ones, it is the one that we use for most of our sales pages and to host one of our memberships and some of our courses. And then Kajabi is the last one. It is an industry standard, right? I think it starts at $149 a month. I pay a lower rate because I signed up, like, you know, each year the rates change. Like if when I signed up for Kartra, it was $79 a month. But I think Kajabi is at $149 a month. It's considered an industry standard. And what I mean by that is like Brendan Burchard, Amy Porterfield, like some of the names you may or may not know. But basically, like the Kobe Bryants of the entrepreneur world, many of them host their sales pages their courses, their memberships, their online programs in Kajabi. So it's a great software. It's an all-in-one. With that being said, just my honest feedback, the difference between Kartra and Kajabi is that Kajabi at this time has more limitations in the customization of how your sales page looks. So if you know you're one who you want things to look a certain way and you want control over it and looks are most important to you, like not most, but like it's very, very, very important that you can match something to your brand and you don't want to hire a developer to make it look that way, then Kartra is the way to go. If you're like, I just want to get started and I just want to make money and keep my costs as low as I can, Podia is the way to go. If you're like, oh, I've heard of Kajabi, I probably want that one. That's what other people use. It seems like a good choice. And you are concerned about conversion, right? Like you want to reach the most people in your email as you can, and you want an all-in-one, do use Kajabi, because Kartra's only downfall is that they don't deliver all of your emails, because if someone has blocked or unsubscribed to like another Kartra's email, then like sometimes Kartra like just doesn't want you to come off as a spammer, so they won't send your email to everyone. And if you have any questions about that, just let me know. I don't want to get too into the technical details. But those are basically the three platforms that I recommend for creating your sales page. Podia, if you want economical and to get it up as fast as possible. Kartra, if you want it to be beautiful and have a reasonably priced all-in-one business and marketing solution. And Kajabi, if you're okay with limited customization on your sales page and you've heard about the brand and you feel like you're comfortable with it. So that's all. That's all for today. If anyone has any questions, you can put them in the comments, or you can join our free Facebook community called Usable Vessels, where it's all thing learning how to start and grow your business and create and build the vision and the dream God has given you for your business. So you are so more than welcome to join us in the Usable Vessels community. With that being said, the last thing that I wanted to share is that if you want a sales page template, we do have them, and it is actually free. So if you like us to send that to you, let us know in the comments and we will send you the sales page, but it'll be for a free sales page template to help you get started. Cause I know sometimes it can be hard to stare at a blank page and be like, okay, she said, talk about the benefits and what, and she said, address the questions they may have. What did she say? Right. I know sometimes it can be like, okay, she told me what to do, but what do I do? So if you want a copy of our sales page template, let us know while it is still free. Can't say it'll be free forever, but it is free for right now. So if you like a copy of that, let us know and we'll get you the information for that. Thank you so much for watching. And the next episode, God's willing, will be next Monday at 10 a.m. CST, 11 a.m. EST. Thanks. Bye.